USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tropical storm Claudette has weakened to a tropical depression after dropping heavy rains on Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. The storm is expected to drop up to 15 inches of rain in some areas along the Gulf Coast as it heads east and moves into the Carolinas Sunday night into Monday. Forecasters also expect Claudette to re-strengthen into a tropical storm as it moves into the Carolinas and eventually back into the Atlantic Ocean. And the driver has been arrested after allegedly hitting 9 cyclists with his truck during an Arizona road race. Police in Sholo, Arizona, say a black Ford F-150 hit several bicyclists Saturday morning before speeding off. They eventually tracked him to a hardware store where he was shot. 6 cyclists were hospitalized, with 4 in critical condition. The 35-year-old driver was also hospitalized after the shooting in critical but stable condition. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Florida's governor takes on the CDC and wins. Mike Fortier has the details.
A federal judge Friday ruling in favor of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. DeSantis suing to stop the CDC from requiring that cruise ships only take on passengers who can prove they have been fully vaccinated. The judge rules the CDC exceeded its authority. While it may be a legal victory for DeSantis, it may not be a victory for the cruise industry. Steve Geller is the mayor of Broward County, the home of Port Everglades.
I've spoken with leaders of the cruise industry. They have told me they don't think their passengers will go on cruise ships unless they know the passengers have been vaccinated, passengers and crew.
So starting July 18th, the CDC's vaccine requirement for cruise ships becomes just a recommendation. The CDC has until July 2nd to appeal. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And Brazil has now recorded 500,000 deaths from COVID. The country's Ministry of Health said Saturday that cases are on the rise in Brazil, averaging between 70 and 98,000 new cases a day for the last several days. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Biden administration has faced growing pressure to rescind Title 42 at the southern border, the order that allows U.S. border officials to expel illegal immigrants from the country who are caught crossing the border as a measure to control the spread of COVID. A top U.N. official recently urged the administration to drop Title 42 and remove restrictions for asylum seekers. The president of the National Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judd, believes that removal could come soon. He tells Fox News that the situation at the border will get even worse if that happens, with the ability to turn away the vast majority of migrants taken away.
I expect Title 42 to go away mid-July to the latter part of July. That's what we're expecting right now. And when that happens, it's going to be complete chaos, more than what it is right now. When you consider that in the month of May, we apprehended 180,000 individuals, 112 of those were expelled back to Mexico, but 68,000 were released into the United States. When Title 42 goes away, those 112 that we expelled, we can't do that anymore. We're going to have to transfer them over to ICE. And because ICE doesn't have those facilities, we're going to end up releasing those individuals. So we're looking at releasing around 170,000 of the 180 that are going to cross the border. That is an astronomical number. And when you consider that in 5 short months between the gotaways and those that we've released with NTAs, we've already released into the United States nearly 500,000 people.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.